Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Junior Detective Honora loves all the Go Kid Go podcasts, and Sniffy and I are absolutely thrilled to have her listening in on today's adventure. Woof, woof. After all, we need all the help we can get. Things have certainly been heating up here on Bark Street. Mysteries are afoot all around us, it seems. And Sniffy and I have our paws full providing dog detective services.
That's right, Snoop. We've found Bean's lost diamond dog tag, stopped the mysterious echoes coming from beyond Bark Street, and even infiltrated a secret dog society.
Yes, a secret dog society that's all about secretly doing good deeds.
Yeah, I'm still not so sure about that. Doesn't Bean want everyone to know he's a changed dog?
You'd think, but Bean is going to do what Bean wants, even if we don't understand it.
What's that?
Time to investigate. Let's go, Sniffy.
Hear ye, hear ye. Dogs of Pflugerville. Today is the day. Step right up, tails wagging in the spotlight for a possum parade of fur and flair.
It's time to strut and show off those whacktastic talents at the most barking, brilliant dog show in town.
A dog show!
Join us for a tail wagging extravaganza where every woof steals the show. Welcome to the Bark Street Dog Show.
This is so exciting. I've never been in a dog show. Can I join, Snoop? Can I join?
Be my guest, Sniffy.
Can anyone enter?
Yes, Winnie. All dogs are welcome.
What about... meant to do that. What about squirrels?
Sorry, Fred. This is a dog show, so only dogs can enter.
No, poo. I flung myself out of a tree and everything.
Submit your entries now. The dog show will begin shortly.
What do we win?
For that, we shall hear a brief word from our mysterious sponsors, the Wagging Tail Society.
Which, by the way, we have no clue who they are.
The winner will receive a year's supply of puppy chow, plus 3 plush toys to play with.
Ooh, I'm entering.
I'm in.
And will you be entering, Snoop?
No, Bean, I shan't. I shall sit this one out and support my good friend Sniffy. Plus, I don't want to upstage all these other dogs.
Fair enough.
Why did you decide to put on this dog show?
I didn't. It's our mysterious sponsors, the Wagging Tail Society. They wanted to bring some cheer and friendly competition to Bark Street. But I have nothing to do with it. Wink, wink.
Right.
All the entries are in. The show will begin shortly.
Snoop? Sniffy, so good to see you in person.
Freckles, what are you doing here? I didn't think they let you out of that fire station.
Very funny. They insisted I take Iggy out for a walk. He was getting too rambunctious.
Iggy? Where's Iggy?
Oh, is he not right here? That blasted Iggy. Where's he off to now?
Looks like he's chasing Fred up that tree.
Oh, Iggy... come back here, now.
Sorry, Freckles. Sorry, Squirrel. I just got so excited. Oh, hi, Snoop. Hi, Sniffy. How's detective life? I'm a firefighter now.
Is that so?
No, it is not.
Ooh, a dog show. Can I enter? Can I enter?
Whatever.
Yay! I'm gonna enter!
Snoop, I have found a new respect for you for training Sniffy. It's exhausting with Iggy.
Iggy will get there eventually.
The dog show entries are closed. Thanks to everyone who submitted. The show will start now with introductions. When we call your name, please walk across this makeshift stage and do your best strut.
We will be reading your name and description as provided in your entries.
First up is Winnie.
Meet Winnie. This is one furry wolfhound with a coat so mangy and fluffy that other dogs are often jealous.
It's true. Look at my coat.
Winnie's strut may make you think of a stray dog, but in reality, they are well-loved by their owners and get fed 3 times a day.
Next up is Ralph the dog. Introducing Ralph the dog. We're not sure what breed he is, but does that really matter?
It doesn't.
Ralph is a canine contortionist with a talent for yoga that would make a pretzel jealous. Ralph's flexibility knows no bounds. Prepare to be amazed as this furry beast downward dogs into your hearts.
That's me. Watch this.
How does he bend like that?
My back just hurts looking at him.
I'm bendy.
This isn't the talent portion of the show yet.
Oops.
Thank you, Ralph.
Next up is a combo entry. 3 dogs for 1.
It's Lexi, Lacey, and Lucy, the cockapoo triplets.
I'm Lexi.
I'm Lacey.
And I'm... I forgot my name.
You're Lucy. Or are you Lexi?
It's hard for us to keep track of ourselves.
Excuse me, I'm the one doing the introductions.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. These identical pups are not only cute as can be, but they are also trained in the art of acrobatics. I didn't know that.
It's true. Watch.
Very impressive. But once again, this isn't the talent portion of the show.
Oops, we're sorry, but wasn't that cool?
I mean, yes, it was, but that's not how the show goes.
Anyways, moving on, next up is Sniffy. This is Sniffy. With a nose for clues and a wag for justice, this four-legged sleuth sniffs out mysteries, solving cases with a tail-wagging flair.
I smell a win for Sniffy.
That's my detective partner indeed. Go, Sniffy. Oh, wow, I really got into this dog show.
Thank you, Sniffy. Next up is Iggy, the Bichon Frise.
I'm a firefighter.
We do the introductions, Iggy.
Aw, I'm just so excited.
This is Iggy. He's a firefighter in training. That's all that's on the card. Is that all our contestants?
No. We have one more entry, actually. I don't think I recognize this dog.
Me either. Who is Dogson the dog?
That's me. I'm a dog, all right. Bark, bark.
Something is amiss here. And I'm going to find out what it is. Bean and Wiggles' dog show is off to a pleasant and competitive start. Lots of great dog entries. But this last dog, Dogson, something is off. I can't quite put my paw on it yet, but we will investigate more when we return from this commercial break.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. When you last left us, the dog show put on by Bean and Wiggles had gotten off to a rambunctious start. I'm obviously cheering for Sniffy, but he has some tough competition. However, there's something off about the latest competitor, a dog named Dogson. Perhaps there is more than meets the eye to this latest canine.
So, Dogson, what kind of dog are you?
I didn't know this was the question and answer portion of the dog show.
Okay. Well, everyone, that's Dogson. Now we will move on to the talent portion of the dog show. First up, Winnie will be performing an obstacle course wearing high heels on their dog paws. A choice. Certainly a choice. Let's see if Winnie can pull this off.
Yeah, let's hope I can. I don't know why I thought this could be my talent. Here I go.
And there goes Winnie, jumping over the rings. That had to hurt those paws. Those heels are no joke. They're doing a barrel roll under the ropes now. And she's made it up the dog ramp to the end. They're through. Very impressive work, Winnie.
Can someone help me take off these heels?
Next up, Ralph the dog will be performing a yoga routine.
You know, Freckles, I think I might take up yoga. It'll help me relax. What say you? Freckles? Asleep. Iggy must really be wearing her out.
Downward dog isn't the only yoga position I can do. Here, I'll show you now. Upward dog and sideways dog. Twisted pretzel dog. Look at all the ways I can bend.
My body cannot stretch like that. Commendable work, Ralph. Next up, the cockapoo triplets perform an acrobatic routine. This should be a sight to behold.
Dogs and other animals, hold on to your whiskers and prepare for a performance like no other.
My sisters and I will be flipping, twisting, and yapping our way through the air.
Get ready to be dazzled by a performance that's positively jaw-dropping.
Lexi wasn't kidding that that was a positively jaw-dropping performance.
I'm Lucy.
Oh, whatever. Next up, Sniffy.
Go, Sniffy, go!
Thanks, Snope. I know I have this in the bag, but I guess I'll show off my talents.
What will you be doing for us today?
I will be sniffing.
Okay.
I've brought on the stage three items. A banana, a piece of chocolate cake, and an acorn. Bean, may I ask you to place each item in a covered box and mix them up?
Okay.
Now I will correctly identify what is in each box using just my nose.
I've got it. Box one is the acorn, box two is the banana, and box three is the piece of chocolate cake.
Sniffy is correct. Very impressive.
My nose knows.
That's my mate. I'm so proud.
Thank you, Sniffy. Next, Iggy, who will be performing a live demonstration of putting out a fire. What?
Don't worry. I've done this many times. First, let me start a fire. So, here's a fire.
Are you going to put that out?
Yes. Just let me turn on this hose. Interesting. The hose, it's not letting out water like it usually does.
The fire! It's getting out of control!
I've got this! Stand back, everyone!
Freckles. Freckles.
Huh? What's going on?
While you were asleep, your little dog trainee started a fire that is increasingly growing out of control.
Iggy!
The hose isn't working!
And Freckles saves the day.
I wanted to save you all. Should I do something else now instead?
I think we've seen enough from you, Iggy.
Oh, okay.
We will need to take a quick break to make sure the stage isn't burned down. But when we come back, Dogson the dog is up.
Ah, Wheeler, what are you doing here?
Snoop, I heard there was a dog show and I wanted to come support my friend. What was his name again?
Who?
Oh, Dogson. That's it.
Dogson the dog? You know him?
Sure do. He's an old friend, and I definitely think he's gonna win the comp.
Very interesting.
And we're back. The stage did not burn down, so that's a relief. And now, for our last contestant, Dogson the dog.
Bark, bark!
Ha! That's me! Dogson's the name! Ha! Now for my special talent... I shall jump from that tree there and fly down onto the stage. Everyone ready to see that?
Are you sure you'll be able to do that? That's a great distance, Dogson.
I can do it, because what you don't know is that I'm a flying dog.
A flying dog? What? How am I supposed to compete with that?
You're not, Sniffy, because Dogson the dog isn't a dog.
Dog. Watch me bark. Bark, bark, bark. And I can chase my tail. And I can sniff anyone's butt. Watch.
No, please, don't. Your name isn't even Dogson. It's Fred. Fred the squirrel.
What? How did you... I mean, it's not true.
But it is. Wheeler. Remember when you turned Sniffy and I into cats using your catamatic gadget?
Yes.
And how did you turn us back into dogs?
Why, I used my dogomatic dog disguiser. It can turn anyone into a dog.
Even a squirrel.
Yep. And that's what I did with Fred.
Whoops. Fine. Yes. It's true. It's me, Fred.
Fred? How could you do this? How could you pretend to be a dog and fool us all?
It wasn't fair that I didn't get to compete in the show just because I'm a squirrel and not a dog. I wanted a chance to show off my talents too.
Fair enough. But this is a dog show.
No one ever puts on squirrel shows.
Okay, true.
Why don't you all just give him a chance to perform his special talent? That would be the charitable thing to do. Wouldn't you say, Bean?
Okay, go ahead, Fred. Dogson.
Really? Thank you. Okay, let me get up in the tree. And now I will glide from this tree onto the stage. Ouch!
Alrighty then. And with that, the dog show has ended. We will now tabulate the results to announce the winner.
I hope I win. I really poured my heart into sniffing out those items.
I'm pulling for you, Sniffy.
Sorry I let you down, Fred.
It's hard pretending to be a dog. I think I'll stick to being a squirrel, if you can turn me back.
about that.
Okay, we have our winner. The winner of the first ever Bark Street Dog Show is... Iggy!
I won?
What? But he almost set the whole stage on fire.
Just a tiny corner of the stage.
His tenacity and courage to put us all in danger and then try to save us was the winning decision.
This dog show has some very interesting standards of courage.
Yay! I won! I'd like to thank my mom and dad and Freckles and the firefighters and all my fellow competitors, even the squirrel.
Aw, thanks!
Well, even though my sniffing test was pretty cool, I guess starting a fire, panicking, and then not putting it out deserved a win, too. Congratulations, Iggy.
And you know what? I think I'm gonna give up firefighting. I have a new dream.
Is that so?
Yes. After this win, I've realized my true calling. I'm gonna be a performer!
Does that mean you're leaving the firehouse?
Yes. I need to go find an improv troupe to join now.
This is the best day ever!
That certainly was a dog show. Well, a dog show with an almost fire and a squirrel pretending to be a dog. I knew something was off about Dogson, and once I connected Fred's disappointment in not being allowed to compete to Wheeler's appearance in the crowd, I knew a special gadget had been used to transform Fred. Well, all has been righted. Except, still not sure Iggy should have won that for starting a fire. I think Sniffy was the clear winner for his intricate display of his smelling talents. But I am biased and wasn't a judge, alas. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can find many others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun! Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.